This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The first hearing on a bill to ban so-called assault weapons has brought hundreds of people to the state capitol today. Supporters argue these weapons are unnecessary for self-defense or hunting, while opponents say the potential ban violates the Second Amendment. Democrats control the House panel that's considering the bill. Sponsors indicate they may not have the votes to move forward. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb has endorsed runoff candidate Kelly Bruff. CPR's Ben Marcus explains.
Webb served as mayor through the 90s. He says he endorsed Bruff because of her life and work experience. When pressed on why he didn't support her in the first round of voting, Webb gave a basketball analogy.
You know, you may not like the Lakers and the Celtics, but if they're the only two teams playing, you got to pick one.
His wife, Wilma Webb, a former state lawmaker, also gave Bruff her endorsement. Bruff said that mayor of Denver is not a stepping stone to higher office for her, but the culmination of her career.
This moment and this office, I feel I'm ready for.
Bruff faces Mike Johnston in the runoff. Ballots go out next month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Longmont Museum is hosting a new art show featuring work by Indigenous American artists. Duality showcases paintings, pottery, sculpture, beadwork, and more. The work shows modern life for Native Americans and their place in contemporary art. It's on exhibit through the middle of May. You're listening to CPR News. The time is 3:05, and the Daily is next.